213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Sur la Web Rock Station on Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous ce soir, Oli, le chanteur vocaliste du groupe Reckless Love, Oli Herman. Hi Oli, nice to meet you.
Hi, very nice to meet you, Herreg.
Yes, how are you, man?
I'm doing actually really well. I'm a dad of a newborn boy, newborn son, and the album is sounding. It's sounding very good, and all the feedback that I've got from the new album is killer. I mean, everybody's loved it, and it's caused quite a conversation as well, because it's a bit different than the albums before, but there's something very familiar there as well, and the core essence is still the same. And I'm in a very happy place right now, and very excited and very inspired, because I love to hear people's opinion about the new songs and. New record. It's exciting when it's not out yet, but people are eagerly waiting for it. Same as me.
Ok, alors ce soir en direct sur le 113 Rock, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio, le chanteur du groupe Oli Herman, le chanteur du groupe Reckless Love est en direct. Alors deux bonnes nouvelles, la première c'est que la semaine dernière elle a été papa d'un petit garçon, donc effectivement on a dû repousser l'interview jusqu'à ce soir, donc d'une semaine. Ça c'était la bonne nouvelle. La deuxième nouvelle c'est que le nouvel album lui sera disponible le 25 mars prochain. Il aurait dû sortir cette nuit, mais en fait il a été repoussé d'un mois de la part du label en raison de problèmes de distribution. Donc maintenant c'est réglé, l'album va sortir correctement le 25 mars prochain, et en plus il reçoit de très très bons feedbacks concernant ce nouvel album Turbo Rider sur le 113 Rock, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. So Holly, welcome tonight on 213 Rock, and the name of the Web Rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are located in Paris, France, and thank you very much for accepting my invitation.
No, thanks for sending an invitation. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, Turbo Rider. Oh yeah. So Turbo Rider will be your fifth album studio. It will be released on March 25 through your label IFM Records. I guess the band must be very happy, really happy, after all this time dedicated to the realization, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it wasn't self-evident At one point during the past 6 years, because it's been 6 years, since
yes.
we last released the studio album, and it's a long time. During the past 2 years, during the pandemic, there was a point where I thought that Reckless Love is not ever going to make it back to the studio, or maybe not on the tour, because things looked a bit grim because of the lockdown, because of all the mishaps, and there was some personal stuff. I lost a dear friend. I was very depressed, and you know, to be honest, everybody in the band was going through a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And but then things change, and you know, we found a new spark. We found a new inspiration, and off we went into the studio, came up with a new album within 3 months. Now it's going to be released. Yeah, it's exciting. It's very exciting.
Effectivement que c'est très excitant hein. Déjà alors donc le dernier album du groupe date de 2016 hein, c'était Invader, et en même temps donc durant ces quelques années, effectivement 6 ans hein, ça a pris hein, donc pour composer ce nouvel album, et avec et toutes les histoires qui sont passées, et donc ce n'était pas facile. Ils ont donc durant la pandémie, effectivement il a perdu des amis, il a été un petit peu en dépression, et en même temps donc c'était des temps difficiles hein, le hard times comme il le dit, et puis les choses ont changé quoi, et puis donc l'inspiration est revenue, new inspiration comme il le dit. Et ça, c'était important. Donc, ça, ils ont eu le temps de composer avec une nouvelle orientation musicale qui est plus notamment électronique. On va y revenir hein, concernant ce nouvel album Turbo Rider. So, Reckless Love takes a new way for a more electronic rock style with sounds of the 80s. Because musically, Turbo Rider is inspired by movies, cartoons of the 80s. With the beautiful colors between Troll and Blade Runner. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely so. And we were all kids of the 80s. We were born in the early 80s, and I was too young to take part in all of the insane, crazy style and all the crazy fun during the late 80s. And I grew up during the new era of arcade gaming during the early 90s. But that was a time for grunge music, and it was not fun anymore. So I had to recreate it, and we decided to with Reckless Love we decided to make the new album and the new videos more 80s than the 80s. Mm-hmm. We decided to make it like a utopia, 80s utopia. It's our imaginary version of the 80s. It's the craziest things and amplified up to 11. And actually, the new electronic style is inspired by your very own French artists as well. There's synthwave elements in there as well, and Kavinsky is one of my favorite synthwave artists, and he's actually releasing a new record as well, and he's a French guy, as far as I know. And same thing for Carpenter Brut as well. He's one of my favorites too.
Ouais, alors
very good French artists that I really love.
Yeah, Kavinsky, yes. Alors oui, effectivement, comme il nous dit, hein, nous sommes tous des enfants des 80s. Hein, il a été vraiment inspiré. Il adore le côté utopique hein, des années 80 notamment. Et puis il a été aussi inspiré par Kavinsky, hein, qui est aussi un artiste de synthwave. Et puis il adore ça, quoi. C'est le truc. Et puis en même temps, comme il le dit, hein, bah, à l'époque, après en 90, le grunge, hein, c'était pas trop fun. C'était pas leur truc. Lui, son truc, c'était les 80s. On a grandi avec ça, avec les jeux arcade. Effectivement, ça, vous vous en souvenez, quoi. And finally, Turbo Rider, your new album, will teleport your fans to 1980.
Yes, exactly. It's like the late 80s with all the crazy electronic drums and mm-hmm. synthesizers. And,
yes.
And the Miami Vice suits and
yeah.
all the crazy colors of hot pink and everything like that. And it's an imaginary version of it.
Ouais, effectivement que c'était une belle imagination hein, il nous transporte du côté de Miami Vice et toutes ces influences hein, durant les fins des années 80 donc vous en souvenez hein, Sonic Rocket et tout, la série Miami Vice, donc c'est ça, avec toutes ces belles couleurs, toutes ces publicités, etc. Donc il y avait de l'imagination hein, et c'est ça qui l'a motivé à faire cet album, et surtout à prendre ce sens musical quoi, de un peu côté synthwave effectivement quoi. And only on September 10th the first single Outrun was released. This day must have been very important for you, I guess.
Yeah, it's a very important the Turbo Rider single, or mm-hmm. do you mean the the Turbo Rider, it's the title track for the whole album. And Turbo Rider as a title, it actually came from Judas Priest, Painkiller, which funny enough was recorded in France too. Mm-hmm. So there's more connections here, but Painkiller as a like a title was created by Rob Halford to be an image of the new style of Judas Priest, and I wanted to do something similar. I wanted to do a same, like a version of that, but my own. And I came up with the title Turbo Rider. And instead of a robotic man, I came to think of an innocent child, which is also a killer. Breathless love. It's more electric than before. A rotten hybrid to the core. Like the lyrics go.
Okay. You know what? I'm talking about Outrun, the first single. Turbo Rider is later. It's on January. Sorry for that. Sorry for my accent.
Oh yeah. No problem. I got confused myself. It's Outrun, of course. That was the first single, and it's an important one. And that was also the first song we wrote for the album.
Yes.
And Outrun is a love song. It's like a traditional love song, but it's set in this kind of like Tron-like imaginary 80s world. And it's like a chase. It's a race between lovers for the love of your life. And that's pretty much the that's the whole point of the song. And the video actually is shot in a local arcade hall here in Finland. Mm-hmm. And that reminded us from the arcade halls when we were kids.
Effectivement, ce titre Outrun, hein, c'est aussi une love song. Et puis en même temps, c'est aussi le clip vidéo, hein, il est tiré des jeux d'arcade, ça rappelait plein de bonnes choses. Et puis en même temps, ouais, ce titre, il a une bonne vibe 80s, quoi. C'était le premier single, il est sorti le 10 septembre dernier. So, Oli, have you seen the great feedback from your fans about the song on You Say That's Out Now? Another one said, I love the 80s vibe. That's why I love this band since 2010. Another one said, love this music. Glam plus synthwave is the perfect match. Your fans are really happy for that kind of music, that the new situation, the new way of the band.
Yeah, I've noticed that. And I really love that people have embraced our new kind of direction. Because I'm really excited about it myself. And it feels very natural for the band. I mean, it's kind of like we were always 80s influenced, and now we're kind of like turning it up to 11, like Spinal Tap. This is, as I said, this is more 80s than the 80s.
Okay, c'est plus années 80 que les années 80, effectivement. Et puis les fans ont vraiment accepté qu'ils embrassent cette voix. C'est ça qui est important, quoi. And we've more than 220,000 views. It's crazy, fantastic, man. Awesome, great.
Yes, it's the Turbo Rider is the fastest streaming song we have ever released.
Oh, really?
It's cool. On Spotify, and it's on Spotify and in YouTube as well. It's the fastest streaming song. And of course Outrun is very popular as well, so it's the best we've done if we measure it by numbers. But of course, I wanna measure it otherwise as well. I just love the feel of the songs.
Effectivement, il adore en tout cas ce titre. Il adore la vibe qui a à l'intérieur. Et puis en même temps, les fans le rendent bien. Il y a déjà plus de 220 000 vues. Ouais, c'est cool. Et c'est les titres les plus streamés à l'heure actuelle, hein, concernant le groupe. Et puis donc en fait, ils ont choisi les bonnes idées et la bonne nouvelle voix, en tout cas avec ce son très particulier synthwave et vraiment et sur une idée très 80s, quoi. And on November 90th, your second single As of Maniac was released. The chorus is really amazing. I love it. Eyes of a maniac, follow me through the neon night. I love that song.
it's a very dark song, actually. But yeah, I love the chorus as well. It's our guitarist Pepe and our producer Jonas came up with the chorus. And as soon as they started singing the chorus, the words "Eyes of a Maniac," I'm not sure who came up with the title, but after that, the track kind of wrote itself. It was a very fast process. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's about your inner demons. Everybody, every single one of us, we have inner demons in ourselves, the darker features of ourselves that we cannot escape. And that's what Eyes of a Maniac is all about.
Effectivement que le titre, le single Eyes of Maniac est génial, hein, est très super, sympa à écouter, ça passe bien, ça donne envie de chanter, il y a une bonne vibe, ce titre parle, il est très dark, hein, ce titre parle de ses démons, de ses propres démons à l'intérieur qu'il faut combattre parfois pour éviter de se laisser emporter, c'est ça les paroles, hein. Et puis en même temps c'est un super titre et ça passe super bien en radio, quoi. And you know what, this song, it reminds me sometimes of Def Leppard, I think it's the same vibe as Pour Sugar on Me or Hysteria, it's really cool, and Judas Priest 2, Turbo Lover, at that time that band was synthwave too.
Yes, thank you. That's my favorites as well, and that's what I think too. I agree on that. I mean, Def Leppard is one of my all-time favorite bands, and same thing with Judas Priest. Turbo is actually my favorite album from Judas Priest, and well, maybe Def Leppard's Hysteria has the same type of sounds, exactly as you said, Pour Some Sugar on Me, very close to that one.
Mm-hmm, yeah, step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, no. Sorry for that. It's my imagination.
No
Def Leppard and Judas Priest at that time took a lot of risk to propose a new musical evolution of their acrostyle, style, like your new album Turbo Rider.
Yeah, it's kind of like it has the same vibe, and we're actually using the same type of instruments, the Simmons electric drums. Hexagonal shape and everything
that
you can see on Turbo Rider video. Those are they sound crazy, but all of the 80s metal bands used those. Van Halen did.
Yes.
Judas Priest did. Def Leppard did. And the sounds are crazy.
Totally.
And of course, the fresh. Yeah, and I love that. Some people actually hate those type of sounds, but I love those. I absolutely love those sounds.
Yes, okay. Alors, effectivement, hein, Def Leppard à l'époque l'a fait avec Hysteria, Judas Priest l'a fait avec Turbo Lover, Van Halen aussi, hein, avec le Jump et tout, c'est bien ce côté synthwave. C'est le côté évolution, hein, du rock et du hard rock. Eux, sur leur nouvel album, l'album est totalement Turbo Rider de cet acabit, en tout cas, avec des nouveaux sons et l'évolution. Ils ont pris des risques, mais des risques calculés. Déjà, les fans adorent. Et puis, en même temps, ce disque, je vous le dis, il est très très bon et il sera disponible à partir du 25 mars prochain. So finally, on the January, the band released the third single, Turbo Rider. It's Back to the Future.
Yeah. It's something like exactly like that. It's when on the Outrun video, we were in the arcade hall having a good time and party. This time, we're actually in the game with the Turbo Rider character.
Yes,
and. It's one of the fastest songs we've ever written. It's one of the heaviest and most metal songs we've ever written. It's kind of like a symbol for the whole album and for the new direction as well. It's more electric than before and a rotten hybrid to the core. It's a mixture of metal, hair metal, and synthwave type of music. And it's the core and it's the essence of the new record.
Alors oui, effectivement, que la nouvelle direction, hein, concernant ce Turbo Rider, en même temps le clip qui est sorti 31 janvier. Donc c'est quand même, c'est metal, c'est air metal, c'est aussi synthwave, hein. Donc c'est vraiment c'est la nouvelle direction et ils en sont très très fiers, en tout cas, puis ils ont eu la très bonne idée, quoi. And for this song, the best idea would be to watch this music video with an old computer from the 80s as a Commodore 64, Amstrad, Macintosh. You remember that? You played Packard.
Yeah. Exactly. Just like that. And Or from your old TV with a VHS tape. That would work as well.
Ouais. Effectivement, que la meilleure idée serait de regarder les clips vidéo du nouvel album, et notamment celui du Turbo Rider, hein, avec un, vous vous en souvenez, hein, pour ceux qui ont dépassé quand même la quarantaine, les Commodore 64, les Amstrad, les Macintosh, les Hewlett-Packard, ces vieux ordinateurs. À la limite, on pourrait regarder le clip sur ces petits écrans d'époque, quoi, en monochrome, quoi. C'est très marrant, en tout cas. So another one that great sounds, it's Kids of the Arcade. This track is fun. It reminds me the hours spent playing Space Invader, Pac-Man, Street Fighters on the arcade machine.
Yeah, same thing. And it's all about that. It's actually the lyrics are about. It's kind of like an uplifting kind of song that you know you can make it kind of song, and that's the whole spirit of the 80s. That's how people were back then. They were cheering each other up, and that's the whole idea. And the lyrics are kind of goofy, and kind of fun. But that's how reckless love is. It's pure reckless love. It's all about having a good time and all about having fun.
Ok, le Kids of the Arcade, un titre qui figure donc sur ce prochain album Turbo Rider, est très marrant en fait, hein, et ça rappelle les grands moments passés sur des vieux jeux, hein, vous en souvenez très certainement, les Space Invaders, Pac-Man, les Street Fighters sur les arcade machines. And it could be these songs for the next music video, just before the album release.
It's a very good guess. I can't say which one is it, but that's a very good guess.
Ok, d'accord. Bah écoutez, j'ai demandé si c'est peut-être le prochain clip vidéo, le quatrième qui sortirait avant l'album. Il m'a dit, ah, ça c'est une très bonne idée. Another good choice, the cover of The Osbournes, Bark at the Moon. It's very surprising.
It is a surprising one. We were surprised ourselves. It was the idea of our producer. And of course, it was a surprise because... For me, I'm an Aussie fan. I love Aussie. Mm-hmm. So Aussie for me is kind of iconic. Okay. I thought that I cannot make the song any better because Aussie's version is perfect. Mm-hmm. But then our producer explained to me how the rhythmic quality of the song fits the whole album and how the electrical drums can lift it up and all the synthesizers can make it different. And we ended up trying it and it sounded so good and so different. It's not better than the original, but it's different and it's very good. Okay. I love it myself. And that's enough for me. It's so different. It's fun and it's a new type of fresh version of the old iconic song.
Effectivement, qu'il est fan d'Ozzy Osbourne à tel point qu'ils ont repris le titre Bark at the Moon dans une version très différente. Il dit pas que ça sera meilleur qu'Ozzy Osbourne parce que Ozzy c'est parfait. Il est très très fan d'Ozzy. Pour lui, Ozzy Osbourne, les chansons, les albums d'Ozzy sont parfaits. Lui, il a voulu proposer quelque chose de différent dans l'esprit effectivement Reckless Love. Et ça, c'est très intéressant quoi. Alors, le prochain album donc Turbo Rider, le cinquième album. Hein, donc je vous le dis, il sera disponible le 25 mars prochain dans une version digipack avec vinyle. Avec des vinyles colorés. Le groupe aussi offrira quelque chose de très spécial à ses fans, un coffret limité qui comprendra donc le digipack, une carte autographiée et un jeu de vidéo portable. So, only Turbo Rider will release on March 25. Besides digipack and colored vinyl, the band is offering something very special to their fans. Limited box, cert, will include digipack CD, autograph card and handled video game. What a good surprise.
Yeah, that's a very nice touch. I think that's the... It was the idea of our record label, and they came up with the idea because we told them about the arcade game influence and the vibe that we had, and we had to come up with an idea for a lyric video for Eyes of a Maniac. Mm-hmm. So we decided that it would be a fun idea to make it look like a video game or a handheld pocket video game like we used to have when we were kids. And have the lyrics drop like Tetris blocks, and the record company got so excited they decided to bring out the whole they decided to make that imaginary gaming device a real one, and they contacted a video game some retro video game manufacturer, and they came up with a collection. I think it's got a collection of retro games in it, but it has the Reckless Love logo and the Reckless Love visuals. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great idea. It's great fun.
Effectivement que c'est une bonne idée hein, qu'ils ont eu cette idée là durant le tournage du clip Eyes of Maniac, et puis ils se sont dit tiens, et si nous-mêmes on faisait notre propre jeu vidéo. Donc ils ont proposé l'idée à leur label FM Records, qui a contacté directement une entreprise spécialisée dans le retro games. Donc ils ont dit ouais, tiens, ce serait superbe d'avoir quelque chose de ce genre, notre propre jeu en fait. Alors effectivement, c'est dit, ce sera disponible dans un coffret limité, donc il sera disponible pour le 25 mars. Donc je vous l'ai dit hein, le coffret contiendra donc l'album en digipack avec du vinyle coloré, et puis en même temps il y a aussi hein, donc des autographes, une carte avec une série d'autographes, et puis surtout le jeu vidéo portable donc Made in Reckless Love, et ça c'est très important en direct ce soir sur Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Oli Herman, le vocaliste chanteur du groupe hein, Reckless Love, Turbo Rider. Voici le track listing. L'album débutera avec Turbo Rider, en 2 Eyes of a Maniac, en 3 Outrun, en 4 Kids of the Arcade, en 5 Bark at the Moon, la reprise d'Ozzy Osbourne, en 6 un petit prélude Flight of the Cobra, en 7 Like Like a Cobra, en 8 For the Love of Good Times, en 9 99 Sparkle, en 10 Future Lover Boy et en 11 Prodigal Son sur 213 Rock Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio. Le line-up c'est Holly Herman au chant, au guitare Pepe, au basse Yale Verne et à la batterie Jesu Max. So just before the end, please Holly, two more questions. First, about the tour. When will be your next European tour?
It's going to be in September. We are going to release the new dates. We had to postpone the original tour, which was scheduled to be right here. Or actually, it would start tomorrow from the UK, but we had to postpone it. So it's going to be in September and next Monday. So 2 days after this interview, we are going to release the new dates.
Okay.
So, I'm very happy to tell that we are also coming to France as well. So.
Of course. We want to see you in Paris. Of course, in Paris and the other cities as Lille, Strasbourg, Marseille, Bordeaux, Lyon. We got some very nice club. We got some nice people, nice fans, a lot of fans, you know. We want to see you on stage.
We would love to play more in France. In fact, it's one of my dreams is to actually play at Hellfest one day, because I think that's the best festival in the world. And
it's amazing.
It's one of the best countries I've ever visited. It's so interesting. All the cultural and all the art there is magnificent. It's on another level. And as I mentioned, I would love to see some of your great synthwave bands live as well.
Ok, alors effectivement qu'il aimerait bien revenir en France, et oui, le Hellfest aussi, normal, et puis en même temps, il aimerait bien aussi voir quelques groupes en concert de synthwave, et peut-être de rock en même temps, ça c'est tout le bien qu'on lui souhaite. La tournée, elle sera prévue pour septembre, tout a été un petit peu repoussé, même s'il y a des dates, il y aura des dates qui sont programmées ici et là, mais la tournée européenne sera prévue pour septembre. So, Holly, thank you very much for this live interview. Just before the end, please, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Yes, I do. I mean, the world is a really grim and a very unhappy place right now. We have a 2-year pandemic behind us, and now the news from Ukraine and Russia are devastating. They are horrible news. So now it's more important than ever to take care of your loved ones and have a good time. So please, more good times. Have a good time, people. Go out there and have a good time and take care of each other, and let us be the soundtrack for your good time. We are born to have a good time.
Okay, Holly, thank you very much for this live interview, man. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Ok, c'était Holly, donc Herman, le vocaliste, chanteur du groupe Reckless Love. Je rappelle que l'album sortira le 25 mars prochain et s'intitulera Turbo Rider. Voici tout de suite le fameux single Eyes of a Maniac en 213 Rock, Rebrock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio.
Why does he find me every time? Even though I've been living like a runaway. So many months under the radar that I don't know how my crazy getaway is blown away. Again, I'm like a ninja. I move in the dark and still this creature is after my heart. Tonight I need ya. I'm losing this game. It might be too late. Eyes on. Follow me through the neon night. And I know they see right through my mind. Though I am trying to hide. Eyes of a maniac. Hold me until the morning light. And it feels like I cannot escape. They find me every time.
This is the night is going down. Sweet sanity. Trying to be brave, but it's scary. Feeling the madness hold me like gravity. No, no, no. No more a ninja. I'm facing my fear, my darkest feature. I see it so clear. It's nice to meet ya. Who did you expect? The mirror.
Until the
Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station on Vinyl Times et Classic Rock Radio. Oli Herman, un chanteur et vocaliste du groupe Reckless Love, était en direct ce soir depuis la Finlande. On a passé une très très belle interview, en tout cas il était super cool. Je rappelle, l'album Turbo Rider sera disponible le 25 mars prochain. Il a été dans les détails concernant ce nouvel album. Il y a des super titres, vous l'avez entendu, c'est une nouvelle direction du groupe, en tout cas musicale, elle est très intéressante. C'est vrai qu'elle est synthwave comme on dit, c'est le terme à la mode en ce moment, un peu dans certains groupes, mais eux ils ont vraiment approfondi. En plus eux ils viennent du hard rock et tout, ils viennent du sleaze glam hard rock, et ça c'est très important, et ils ont carrément changé leur son, leur production. Donc il a été vraiment dans les détails. Podcast qui sera disponible ce week-end sur le site vinnytimes.fr. Terminons la soirée avec Giant, Let Our Love Win, 213 Rock, le Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio.